I'd like to share with you an excerpt from my grandmother's book. As my Aunt Kylia alluded to, it includes many items that I think she hoped everyone in the family would learn from, and this is one of them. It's entitled, Living Two Lives at Once. The average American is impossibly trying to live his or her life according to two antithetical philosophies. No wonder we are such a restless and confused society. Let's try to make this very simple, so you can question, agree, or disagree with each of these points. Our capitalistic system is based on these widely held beliefs. Number one, growth is essential. If a business isn't growing, it is falling behind toward failure. Number two, profits constitute success. Anything that prevents profits is the enemy of business. Number three, products a business makes or sells must be successfully marketed. Consumers must buy, or there will be no profits and no growth. Number four, the consumer must have money or credit to buy any product. Who are the heroes and heroines of our consumer society? People who have lots of money. People in positions of power who control the disposition of money. People who are champions in sports or stars in the entertainment world who thereby make lots of money. What does a young person need to be successful in our capitalistic world? You can argue whether it is hard work, charm, good connections, or whatever, but the end result is the same. He and others will evaluate his success by the outward displays of consumer items he has acquired and how expensive they were. Contrast these beliefs, which are the foundation of American consumer society, with the basic beliefs of the Christian religion. Number one, we are the children of God who loves all human beings. Number two, we are placed on this earth to be stewards of its riches, not to plunder them. Number three, each of us is given unique gifts so that we can help each other. And number four, Jesus is an example of how we are to live the life God gave us. Who are the heroes and heroines of the Christian religion? People who dedicate their lives to the service of God and their fellow human beings. So we struggle from day to day, even from hour to hour, swinging back and forth between these poles, trying desperately to find a modus operandi which will allow us to be in both camps at the same time. The surprising truth is that many of us are never completely aware that we are trying to live on both horns of a dilemma. Doesn't God want us to be happy? Of course he does. Well, I can't be happy unless I have a new car, a bigger home, more money, a different lover. Often we find that obtaining whatever we had our hearts set on does not make us happy, but only makes us want more. Meanwhile, we hear about the great needs of millions of people who suffer from natural disasters or grinding poverty, and we feel guilty that we didn't help them. You are alive, so you have to decide continually between this and that. What is true and of lasting value? What will you have to pay for whatever you choose? There are advantages and disadvantages to everything. That fact is inalterable. You will make even small decisions on the basis of what you really believe, not what you just say you believe. Wake up. Know what you really believe.